Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a Monday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Got a lot of things to talk about. Got some personal stuff. Got some new stuff. I know everybody doesn't want to hear about it, but I got to give you my take on the Buffalo shooting. Also want to talk about, are we living in a third world country here in the United States? With this whole baby formula shortage? Gas prices are through the roof. Also, what the hell are the cops up in San Jose, California doing? They've been having all types of issues. One of their cops got caught masturbating while he was in the same room with a mom and a daughter. The daughter was not a minor. I guess they were hot. Not trying to say what he did was right. He was even wearing a body cam when it happened. So those are some of the stories I'm going to get into. I'm not going to say where I started my first 9-to-5 job that I've had in a really, really long time. And I'm not saying they're trolls that listen to this show. It's just I got to protect myself. I will talk about it. I got hired at a very good company to take care of human resources, help out with finding people, because in this country, we are having a problem right now when it comes to hiring people, trying to get people to come and work for you. And say what you want. The great thing, one of the best things my dad instilled in me was a work ethic, because I always took pride in whatever I did. Did I have to come up with weird ways to make it interesting, like it was a game? Yeah. You know what else is the bane of my existence? Is my OCD. It wrecks my personal life, but when it comes to a job, it actually helps me. It does. And I take pride, and it's all that I think of. Today was my first day. I got full health insurance, full dental, full vision. Kind of need that. It would be nice to be able to go and get my, because seriously, people, I go like 5 years in between prescriptions when it comes to my eyeglasses. And I know that that's not good. So today was my first day at my new job working a 9-to-5. Is it really that bad? Hold on. Let me listen to this real quick. My producer, Vulture. Oh, it is bad. What? I swear, Vulture, can... Oh, stand by, people. God damn it, man. Like, seriously. I'm really getting upset here. I'm really getting upset with this. God damn it, man. All right. I'm back. Is it really? Hold on. Let's see if it gets fixed. Seriously, I am so pissed right now at when it comes to StreamYard. Everybody's talked about StreamYard. Everybody's talked about how great StreamYard is. It's kind of garbage. Seriously, I know that I'm on StreamYard right now, but it's garbage. I don't know what. See, it is better now. Here, just to let you guys know, I do, at the beginning of the show, I restart the browser every single time. And, you know, all right, here, I'll give an example. When you work at a radio station and you're running the board, you got program one, which you're hearing what's coming through the microphones, okay? But you can hit a button, you can hear what's going over the air to see how good the audio is. I can't do that. I cannot do that with this one. And I've tried everything. Everybody's told me it's the equipment I bought. No, it's not the equipment. It's not. Because when I restart the browser and everything, and people are going to say that I used the wrong browser. I don't. StreamYard suggests using Google Chrome. And I know this is all technical BS, so I know that it's boring as fuck. But it just eats me up because I'm back to my OCD starting this new job. And thank you, Raymond B. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ignore. But Raymond B says, congratulations, Tuttle. You know, I had this thought the other day. I'm so lucky to have this new job. My passion is radio. My passion is doing the podcast and creating content. I need that. If I didn't have this, I would go absolutely crazy. So I need this. But when I was filling up and the gas prices, the last time the gas prices were this bad was back in 2008 when the bubble burst on the housing industry, the mortgages and everything, and we bailed out the banks and stuff. Gas prices were over $4 then, not this bad. I almost got a little bit of a panic attack, if I'm just being honest. And then it's just made me thankful that I've had this job, because you want to know why? I don't understand, and I don't understand how retired people make it now. People that have saved up and they didn't think something like this was going to happen to them with the gas price. Man, it's ridiculous. And you conservatives, look, do I think Joe Biden is doing a good? No, I think Joe Biden has been one of the worst presidents we've ever had. Not that he is doing it on purpose or he's an evil person. By the way, is there something wrong with the chat room tonight? Nobody has said, hello, what's going on? Sometimes I think people are afraid that I'm going to jump down their throats about anything they say and stuff. I got an email. I got an email that I'm going to read, and it's going to prove a point. It's going to prove a point and just show you guys that I'm not one of those radio hosts that can't take constructive criticism, because there are, and I'm not going to name them, there are some radio hosts that get butt hurt real easily. And I did get an email, and I'll get into that. But back to the job situation, that's why I'm so grateful to have it. And you know what? I'm going to say it right now. My producer, Vulture, one of the best people, I'm the most fortunate and grateful to have met him, because I wouldn't have this job if it wasn't for him. And that's the other thing. Being the first day, you guys know that I've been working out a lot and I've been trying to take care of myself. And I need to readjust my schedule and everything. I really do. I'm not saying that I was running behind, but there were a lot of things that I usually had done by now during the day. So I'm going to have to start readjusting my sleep schedule. So I can get up earlier. I'm going to have to start working out before everything so I can hit the ground running. And I don't, because As soon as I get done with this show today, I got to go out and do my run and walk because I'm way behind. So there's that. Oh, the other thing, you know, one of the reasons I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, did any of you guys in the chat room try to stay up and see the lunar eclipse last night? You guys know that I'm into astrophotography and everything. I tried to stay up last night, and we have not gotten any rain at all here in Florida. We have not hit the full rainy season here in the state of Florida. Hadn't rained in like a week and a half. And the one night that I wanted to go out, I brought my tripod out. I got all the settings right on my phone. And a lot of people, oh, you're not going to get a great picture with your iPhone and stuff. Now, I mean, if you got an iPhone 12 or a 13, if you do it right, if you Google how to do astrophotography and stuff with your iPhone, you can take some really good pics, especially if you have a tripod. So I got everything set up. It started raining. Clouds everywhere. And I was not able to take any pictures at all. And I kept waiting and waiting, thinking that the sky was going to never happen. So it's one of the reasons. See, I really do got to get my sleep schedule in line when it comes to that with my new schedule with the 9 to 5. And seriously, I get to work from home. There might be some times that I got to travel not too far because back to the gas prices and everything. Yeah, that would really, really suck. I don't know how a lot of you guys do it. I really don't. So to get to the, you know, that I can take constructive criticism. Mike emailed me. I'm going to read this for you because a lot of people would think that I would get all upset and everything. But Mike, he said, let people talk. That's what it was entitled. Friday show. The woman was eager to talk about boobs. that made me laugh. But he said, zip it and let her go. I often hear you stopping people for a Tuttle story and cringe for you. And now that you mention it, I'm not mad at you, Mike. I'm really, really not mad at you. But I cringed because you're right. You're absolutely right. And you guys got to understand, I've hosted shows before when people are out and stuff. But this is all new to me. It is. It is so new to me. And I think I've become a better host. Go back and listen to the podcast that I used to do. When I first started this whole thing back at the beginning of 2020. I cringe. You want to talk about cringe? I listened to some of those and it's absolutely horrendous. But he said, yeah, zip it and let her go. I often hear you stopping people for a Tuttle story and cringe for you. You do a great job yakking when you're alone, but you don't always have to when you have a guest. It's something that I've not had a lot. And seriously, I would like to hear what you guys, I would love to hear your opinion. I know a lot of you probably think the reason I have Lauren on is I'm just trying to get in her pants or something. No, that's not it at all. I think she's really, really good. And you got to realize she has not done any of this on a regular basis. I think she's knocked it out of the park every single time because she is honest. She's open. She doesn't hold back at all, and I think she does a great job. But Mike also says, especially when she wants to talk about boobs. True, you know, I got a big male audience, and I get it. But he says, long time, Mark, just telling you what I hear. There's got to be something wrong. Seriously, I'm not saying like I have an ego or anything, but man, I don't have anything in the chat room right now. If you're in the chat room right now, you don't have to say anything. Just type something. You just A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I just want to make sure the chat's working and stuff. Because once again, I can't trust StreamYard. But I wrote back to Mike. I said, thanks for the feedback. You're right. Just have to understand I'm learning as being a host, but I agree with you and I apologize. So, for any of you guys that think I'm going to jump down your throat in the chat room, or you send me a voicemail, or you want to call me here. By the way, you can call me here, 407-270-3044. Once again, 407-270-3044. If you're listening to this, the audio edition of this podcast, because when I get done with this, I pull the audio, I take it, I upload it on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. It's available everywhere. And if you haven't subscribed to my numerous platforms, you can easily do that. Here, and you know what's something I haven't done in a while? I haven't checked voicemails. I'm going to play some of them. Let me see what this says. Come on. That's not playing. Well, what the is going on here? Come on. Why is this not working? What is going on here? What the fuck is going on here? Hold on. Let me play this. It's not playing. No, it's not. What the fuck is going on here, guys? Hold on. All right. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to move on to my first news story of the day. I got to figure this out. I really, really have to change off of this StreamYard bullshit. So, the Buffalo shooting happened. If you have not heard about this, I don't know where you've been. But this is, talk about anxiety and stuff. I have my concealed carry permit. And I had one of my friends, I'm not going to mention him, but I do have my concealed carry. And we were talking about this. He said, did you see the video? If you don't know this, the asshole that ended up walking into this convenience store, or not convenience store, this grocery store up in Buffalo, he live streamed it. I watched the video. You know, one of the things that said that inspired him was this dude in New Zealand. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, in New Zealand, this guy, he walked into a mosque. He killed 50 people in a Muslim mosque. And he streamed it. He streamed it live on Twitch or one of these streaming platforms. A lot of people are like, oh, there's no business for that to be up there. And I agree. I know for a fact if one of my family members and stuff was killed in a mass shooting, I wouldn't want it out there, but let's be honest, people. Once it's on the internet is forever. No matter what you do, it's going to be there. Somebody's always going to screen capture it. It's not going away. And people would ask me, why would you watch this? Why would you watch this? I watch it because I might be able to learn something from it. Does it make my anxiety and everything go up? Yes, of course it does. But I really do think us as just human beings, we've gotten into this like little like security blanket where we think that, especially as Americans, we don't think that this is going to happen to us. But my friend, he was like, yeah, did you? And he was like, oh, you know, you gun nuts. Like, he labeled me in there with gun nuts. And I kind of took offense to that. Look, I would be more than happy to give up my guns. Well, you know what? I might take that back a little bit. You know, you can make all the gun laws in the world that you want. It's not going to control anything, because guess what? The criminals do not obey the law. Yeah, there's got to be something wrong with the chat, because I haven't gotten anything. You know what? I'm just going to go on. I mean, I love responding to the people in the chat. I asked you guys, if you're listening right now, could you just put something out there? Nothing. And I swear to God, I'm getting rid of StreamYard. Really am. Matter of fact, I don't even know if the audio is even working. Do you realize how frustrating it is to do a show and you don't even know if the audio is working or not? Oh, it's working. But, so, I told him, I was like, you can create all the laws you want to in the world. There are so many guns out there right now. Guess what? Criminals, once again, they don't obey laws. That's why they're criminals. Oh, thank you. Vulture came in there. So, I guess it is working. Maybe I'm just really, really sucking that bad. But you can create all the gun laws in the world, and it's not going to do anything. If you want to stop stuff like this happening, now, this guy, I think it was just a complete racist. And I don't want to even get into some of the things that I read, because I don't even know, like, if I'll get banned from any of these platforms or whatever it may be. Let's just say he wore the patch of a Nazi group that is based out of Ukraine. And I'll leave it at that. Because I'm not going to go into that, because I built an audience, even though it's very, very small right now, here on the various platforms and stuff that I'm on. But it makes you think. It really does. And this guy, he planned this out. So I don't really know how crazy he actually was. Because crazy, they do it. They just do it. But I think if we start paying a little bit more attention to mental health, I think it would help out more than any gun laws that you're going to make. But my friend, he was like telling me, oh, you're a gun nut this, gun nut that. No, I know that there was an off-duty security that was also a cop that tried to take this guy down, and he shot him. But guess what? The guy was wearing body armor. It didn't do anything. But guess what? If me as a concealed carry permit holder, I'm not going to try to be a hero. You know, my mom sometimes goes to the store to shop on her own. I don't feel comfortable with her going to these type of places. And I want to go with her. But I'm not going to. If there's going to be gunshots, you know what my first thought is going to be? My first thought is to get out of the place. But I also want to have a gun on me where if I got cornered and I had no other choice, I want to at least be able to have a chance to be able to call, to be able to, you know, kill this guy if I'm like cornered, and I want to be able to defend myself. It's not because I'm going to be a hero and I'm going to try to go out there and take this guy down myself. No. No. My first thought is getting out of it, my own safety and my mom's safety. If something like this happened at the Winn-Dixie she goes to and shops at, I don't want to be a hero, but guess what? I want to have it if I get cornered. That's what I'm trying to say.
This morning, a city in anguish after a gunman opened fire at this supermarket.
Now, see, that's the other thing that fascinates me is these regional grocery stores. Like, they don't have Winn-Dixie's everywhere. I've never even heard of a Tops.
Market in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 and injuring 3 others.
Now, I did watch this video, and this guy surely was going after African Americans, black people, minorities, because there was one guy that he had dead to rights, that he could have killed him, and he didn't because he was white. The gunman actually apologized. Can you believe that? This asshole apologized for, you know, pointing the gun at a white person and almost killing him. No. He apologized, walked away, let the white guy live. So for anybody who says this was not racially motivated, it was. It really, really was.
Evil came into my neighborhood, into my community.
Authorities say 11 of the victims were black.
This is an absolute racist hate crime.
Survivors left shaken to their core.
If we would have walked in 3 minutes later,
I mean, that's kind of life. You could have walked across the street 3 minutes later and got hit by a car. So I'm not like downgrading what this woman had to say, but yeah, I mean, it could happen anywhere. It's all about just life is random. I don't believe in fate. You could have easily, you know, been 3 minutes early, 3 minutes late. Should have, could have, would have. I'm just saying.
Probably would have been dead with them because everybody that was running the store, he killed them.
Police say 18-year-old Peyton Gendron stormed Tops Friendly Market Saturday
afternoon. All right, so also, this guy had his manifesto. This is also why I don't think this guy was as crazy as people think he was. I mean, he's got to be a little mentally ill. But let's think about this. In his manifesto, he said that he was scared about people fighting back. What up, Jack Enrod? Glad you could join me. This guy talked about he was scared about people, like, overpowering him and fighting back and stuff. That's not what a crazy person doesn't think about stuff like that.
Afternoon, armed with multiple weapons, tactical.
Oh, but
this morning, God damn it. City, it's Saturday afternoon, armed with multiple weapons, tactical gear.
All right. So, also, I don't know if you guys probably didn't watch the video. I don't suggest you watch the video. On the muzzle of his gun, he had the N-word written on it. I mean, that is all the proof I need to know that this was racially motivated. Now, once again, I'm not going to be one of those gun people that says, oh, you gotta ban these assault. Make all the laws you want to in the world. It's not going to do a goddamn thing. It's just, it's not. Do I wish that guns didn't exist? Yeah, I do. But guess what? If the criminals and the racists and the mentally insane are going to be able to get them, guess what? I want to be able to have one.
Here and a camera to live stream the massacre. The shooter.
By the way, I got to find out who his service provider was. Because during the live stream, he had horrible. And you would think that you would get pretty good service in Buffalo. Not him. I don't know if like he had some like drug dealing phone service or some prepaid type BS. It was bad.
Later surrendered to police. He's been charged with first-degree murder, pleading not guilty. Officials also say the suspect wrote a racist 180-page manifesto that was posted online just 2 days before the attack.
These people were just shopping. They went to go get food to feed their families.
Among the lives tragically lost, 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield, who was in the store after visiting her husband at a nursing home.
Man.
77-year-old.
That is so bad. And a lot of these people, they survived during the civil rights movement. I mean, one of the most racist times besides the Civil War and slavery, these people like made it through really, really bad times. What up, Keith Vina? How are you, buddy? But, and these people made it through the Civil Rights Movement where a lot of people are racist. And they get taken out now. Complete bullshit.
Pearl Young, described by her loved ones as a woman of faith and a pillar of the community.
That's why I don't believe in God. Come on. You know for a fact that this woman was going to church every single day, every Sunday. She was praying and just marking out to God. What did it get her? She got randomly taken out by some racist psycho.
She was just a friend to everyone she met.
And top security guard, Aaron Salter.
This guy, it doesn't do him any good. He's dead now, but this guy put his life on the line to try to save a bunch of people.
A 30-year-old veteran of the Buffalo Police Force who tried to stop the gunman, potentially saving even more lives. Then there was Hayward Patterson, a local driver and church deacon, killed while helping a shop.
A man of God was killed. You know, God's supposed to be controlling of everything, right, people? I mean, I do not look down on religious people, but come on. God's controlling of everything, and this guy is being a good Christian and praying and doing everything and tithing a certain percentage of his like income, and he gets taken out randomly. Shouldn't a God have protected this guy? Yeah, I mean, you would think.
Load groceries in his car.
People love him. Rich, I couldn't agree with you anymore, Faith. So the good guy with a gun myth just got blown up. Okay, you know what? The guy tried. Now, like I said, I have my concealed carry permit, Jack. Even though I have my gun, guess what I'm going to do? I'm not going to go looking for this guy, Jack Enrod. I'm just not going to do it. Guess what? My ass is trying to get out of that place immediately. The only way that I'm going to pull my firearm and try to take this guy down is that if I have no other choice. He's got me pinned down in an area that I cannot get out of, and then I'm going to use it. But my first opportunity, I'm trying to get out of the place. If I'm at a grocery store and I'm at the back of the store, guess what? I'm going into the stock room, and I'm trying to get out the back door. I'm not going to go looking for this guy. No, that's dumb. Do other gazelles or other herd animals that are getting chased down by wild dogs, lions, hyenas, do they stop and try to help out the other one? No, they don't. It's like you just move along. Like safety in numbers, but you got to get the hell out of there. And the only way that I'm going to use the gun that I have is if I'm cornered.
The community loved him. They known him as Teeny Boy.
What would you say to the accused gunman who did this?
I would say if it wasn't for God, I probably would have...
No. See, this is what pisses me off. I don't agree with the death penalty. The death penalty is not a deterrent. I know that I'm an anomaly. I'm just a paradox. Even though I believe in gun rights, and if the criminal's going to have them, I should have them. But I also believe that the death penalty doesn't work. If I committed some type of crime that got me the death penalty, and they said, all right, we're going to give you, or they were going to give me life in prison or give me the death penalty, guess what? I'm taking the death penalty all day, every day. But the death penalty is not a deterrent, because guess why? People still commit murders all the time. Serial killers. If the death penalty worked, we would not have serial killers.
Like a lot of malice in my heart. But he teaches us to forgive. And I have to forgive him. Because if I don't, I'm killing me.
A woman of special faith there. Her late husband, Hayward Patterson, Hoda. The last thing he said before he left the house on Saturday, he said to his 12-year-old son, I'll be back to take you to get your haircut. It was their Saturday ritual. President Biden and the First Lady will travel.
I mean, more politicians. Look, politicians are not going to do anything for us when it comes to this. So we got to start, like, taking care of ourselves. I love when all this stuff happens. The Democrats will use this as a platform to try to get themselves reelected, because they're doing such a horrible job when it comes to the economy right now. And the Republicans would do the same exact thing. They're going to say, oh, if there were guns in the hands of other people, this could have all been stopped. You know, the NRA, I thought, was despicable this weekend, because they played a clip of, like, somebody saying, oh, you know, this guy was mentally disturbed. It wasn't the gun. Was it? Isn't that a little too soon, NRA? Even though I believe I should own the right to have one, I think it's bullshit. NRA is just as political as all these scumbags that are running the country and stuff. I want to get into something fun. I'm sorry. I know that I went really, really long with that, but I want to talk about the masturbating cop. Out in San Jose, when I play this story for you people, you're going to be absolutely blown away at the problems that the San Jose Police Department have had. This cop, I guess, was called to, I guess, the brother that has been having mental issues or been in a lot of trouble, and has, I think the family has a restraining order against him. Well, the family called the police. Well, the police officer that showed up and that was on lead got caught masturbating, while the mom and the 23-year-old daughter, I never did get to see a picture of them because I need to know how hot these women were that a cop was willing to risk it all while he was wearing a body cam and masturbate.
Police now in full damage control mode after a rough couple of weeks being rocked by scandal after scandal. This latest one involves an officer who has now been arrested and charged with masturbating in front of two adult women while on duty in uniform.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's a lot of swagger, right? Does it make me insensitive that I need to know what these women look like? Like I said, this guy was willing to risk it all while wearing a body cam and masturbate in front of these two women. Thank God that the daughter was not a minor. And I love how, you know what, I'll get into that thought here in a few minutes.
We have never seen this before. San Jose police shooting their own video and providing it to the media, showing Chief Anthony Mata escorting the officer out of the Internal Affairs office. They blurred his face. However, the DA released this mugshot and identified the officer as 32-year-old Matthew Dominguez, a four-year veteran. He's charged with
Can you be considered a veteran if you've been there for 4 years? I mean, how many years do you have to work at a police department to be considered a veteran?
Demeanor, indecent exposure. Chief Mata released a statement. Last week, I said that when an officer violated the public's trust or engages in criminal conduct, I would personally walk that officer out the door. Today, I did it.
All right, so let's talk about that, okay? Does anybody else think that this is big, like, opportunity for this police chief to grandstand? How many times have we seen cops, and I support law enforcement officers, police officers, highway patrol, whatever it may be. No, Keith, he is. He is a masturbator. He is that. That's the one thing I'm sure about is he's definitely a masturbator. But how many times has an officer, once again, I got to cover my own ass, I support law enforcement, but how many times has an officer shot and killed somebody and they were in the wrong and the police officers, law enforcement, circle the wagons to protect that officer, but you get one officer that's masturbating, and I'm not defending this guy in any fashion at all, but they're going to walk him out the front door, and they're going to film it. Nobody sees the hypocrisy in this, that they film this just to show, look at how good we are. Look at how we just take our job so seriously that we're going to take a convicted masturbator, because, I mean, he is convicted. Well, not convicted in the court of law, but he was wearing his body cam when he was doing this, people. I don't know if I want some officer that's so dumb and incompetent to masturbate, to whack it, to jack it, not realizing that he has a body camera on. Black Greek Mafia. The San Jose officer showed up on the scene, and I guess it was a hot mom and a hot daughter. She was an adult, not a minor, 23 years old, the daughter was. And I guess they were so hot that this officer couldn't help himself, and he just had to masturbate with them in the same room. But this is just a big publicity stunt, because they know that the relation between law enforcement and the community is so bad. We're gonna walk this masturbator right out the front door.
According to the criminal complaint, Dominguez was at a home responding to a domestic disturbance, questioning a mother and her daughter, when he allegedly began touching himself. The chief alluded...
He put his hands down in his pants at first. And I was reading the story, finding more details. They don't talk about this in the video, but this guy, he asked the other officers to interview the other family members. And yeah, Black Greek Mafia, he was gunning himself down. He was. And he wanted to interview the daughter, the 23-year-old, on his own. And I guess they have like some breakfast nook. The daughter was on one side and he was on the other. So while he's talking to the woman, he's got his hands down his pants, whacking it. And then I guess the mother came back in. They wanted to take him into the son's room that they had the restraining order against. And I guess the guy couldn't get his hands out of his pants long enough. And some of the stories I read, he actually had his penis out. This guy was... Look, once again, I completely agree what this guy did was wrong, but I got to find out how hot this mom and daughter was.
To that sexual case at a press conference last week, a press conference that was meant to talk about another...
Now, listen to this. When you hear what the other officers in San Jose Police Department did, I got to tell you, seems like a fun crew to hang out with because, man, they are getting after it.
Officer misconduct involving drug use.
I will not tolerate inappropriate behavior or criminal conduct.
Dominguez has been placed on standard paid administrative leave. The president of the San Jose Police Officers Association released a statement. I am absolutely disgusted by this repugnant allegation.
Now, everybody's just trying to cover their ass. But like I said, If they would have shot and killed somebody during a traffic stop, these cops all would have been circling the wagon. You know they would have. But when it comes to some chronic masturbator, and there's a lot of cops that are alcoholics and drug addicts. Listen to this.
The reputation of our profession and department, where 99% of San Jose police officers serve honorably every single day. If this is true, the individual must be held accountable, and he should never be allowed to be a police officer ever again. This is the fifth major scandal.
The fifth.
This year. In late April, a San Jose police...
By the way, aren't we only... Yeah, we're in the fifth month. That means they've had five major incidents every month.
Police officer showed up to the kidnapping scene of baby Brandon, drunk.
Look. I mean, Black Greek Mafia, I mean, he's a sexual offender, but he's not a pedophile. But, I mean, both of these women were of age, 23, and I think the mom was in her 40s. So, technically, you can't label him as a pedophile. Is he a sexual deviant? Yes. What's going on?
Apparently, here? With a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit.
So an officer showed... Wait, hold on. Let me roll that back here. Listen to this.
This is the fifth major scandal this year. In late April, a San Jose police officer showed up to the kidnapping scene of baby Brandon, drunk, apparently with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit.
All right, so this cop is responding to a kid that was kidnapped, and he was two times the legal. He was two times the legal. I mean, Black Greek Mafia, he is registered as a sex offender. Not a pedophile, but he is registered as a sex offender. But this other cop showed up two times over the legal limit, responding to a baby getting kidnapped. What the fuck?
On May 1st, the coroner revealed San Jose police officer DeJean Packer died of a fentanyl overdose.
All right, so there are a lot of cops that accidentally overdose on fentanyl when they're searching somebody. No, this cop died from, like, taking fentanyl. He didn't get accidentally exposed to it. He was doing it on his own free will. Man, what is going on at the San Jose Police Department?
On May 6th, an off-duty officer was arrested for DUI and crashing into another car in Hayward.
I'm not laughing. This is all, like, despicable behavior. So we got one cop gunning down another woman and a daughter, both of age. We got one that showed up two times over the legal limit responding to a baby being kidnapped. We got another one that died of fentanyl, not an accidental fentanyl exposure. This guy was doing fentanyl. And then we got a guy that crashed into a car because he was wasted off of his mind as well, too. This sounds like a police chief that's just trying to cover his ass. Once again, back to what I was saying, they filmed it. They filmed walking this police officer that was gunning down a mother and daughter, and they filmed it on their own, and they released it. This is them trying to cover their ass.
And today, we learned an SJPD officer is on leave over allegations of trading a meth pipe for information.
So, the police officer is trading drug paraphernalia. We're not talking about a weed bowl. We're not talking about a bong or anything. We're talking about a meth pipe. He traded a meth pipe to get info. Do you realize what type of field day a defense lawyer would have if they found out that the information they got that led to their client's arrest, that the police officer traded a meth pipe for? Yeah, that case will get thrown out immediately.
Obviously, this is just the latest one. It's become a drumbeat of serious...
Now, see, now, this is a politician. covering his ass as well.
Transgressions by young officers in the San Jose Police Department.
Mayor Sam Liccardo said they will begin negotiating with the union over increased drug and alcohol screening, and that Chief Mata will be announcing some changes in the coming days.
These tend to be very young officers, which tells me there may be something very seriously wrong with whatever we're doing around screening and backgrounding. And
you think?
We need to figure that out.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
I mean, wouldn't you think that San Jose would be like one of the last places that you'd be like, oh yeah, Sam Liccardo? I didn't even catch that. Thank you, Jack and Rod. I really appreciate you bringing that to my attention. But man, oh man, Jesus Christ. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this story. Just another case of the human race in general. I'm talking about all humans. It's an interracial thing. That we are nothing but a parasite on the face of this planet. Now they got a tick. And I spent most of my life in the woods hunting or just being out in nature. But like, I've had ticks on me. I've had to pull ticks off my testicles. And that bled like a bitch. But now there's a tick from Texas, which is kind of ironic because most of the red meat, beef that we get here in the United States comes from Texas. But the Lone Star tick is making people allergic to meat that are from mammals. And this is scary as fuck.
Overnight, I literally went from being active to flatlined. And it was terrifying.
For Candace Mathis, the fear was twofold. Her blood pressure dropped, her stomach in painful distress. Worst of all...
we've all been there. We've all had really bad poop pains.
All, the mother of three had absolutely no idea why.
It was very unnerving and overwhelming.
For 15 years, she suffered.
Wow. And that's the other thing. A lot of these doctors don't know what they're doing. And there's a lot of new stuff that's coming out. A lot of new stuff coming out that a lot of these doctors don't even know about. But now people are getting allergies to meat from mammals. So any meat from an animal that breastfeeds their kids or can... I mean, that's kind of related to the formula shortage. But any meat that it comes from a mammal... you're allergic to if you get bit by this tick.
Before one doctor finally found the cause, a single bite from a Lone Star tick giving Candace alpha-gal syndrome.
Alpha-gal. Alpha-gal sounds like an MMA fighter in the UFC. Jack Enrod coming in. Can't always listen, but I'm always entertained. Jack. God, you made my night, man. Love you, man. Really. Thank you so much. If you want to help me out, you can easily do that. You can super chat on one platform. You can cheer bits on another. I gotta be generic when I promote that type of thing. And if you don't want to do it that way, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
The condition, not just painful, but dangerous too.
I mean, Lyme disease is a big thing. People, you know, don't realize the danger of ticks. Ticks are bad.
Causing a food allergy to red meat and other foods. A summer barbecue with hot dogs and hamburgers could be absolutely life-threatening.
You would never, ever be able to step foot in a restaurant if you got this alpha-gal syndrome from the Lone Star tick. You know, like, they got signs. If you go to Five Guys Burgers, you got a peanut allergy. You know, they give out peanuts, free peanuts. They got buckets and buckets of peanuts at Five Guys. You got a peanut allergy, you're going to die if you walk into a Five Guys. Did that rhyme? Am I a poet and I didn't even know it? You're going to die if you go into a Five Guys. Maybe.
And not just If you,
by the way, don't sue me, Five Guys. That's just my opinion. It's not fact.
You eat it. You walk into a restaurant, someone's cooking bacon or a steak. That could be enough.
Yes, absolutely. I've gone anaphylactic within 10 minutes of inhaling the fumes of mammalian meat.
Mammalian meat. There are so many like 90s radio hack jokes I can make. Maybe that's why women aren't into, if you know what I mean.
Or dairy cooking.
Scientists believe when a Lone Star tick bites an animal, it ingests a sugar called alpha-gal, which is also found in red meat and some dairy products.
Oh, man, you can't even dairy. Like I said, the planet Earth is trying to kill us.
Ticks can then transfer it to humans. Some can develop severe symptoms.
So it's basically tick AIDS.
It was the mystery ailment best-selling author John Grisham.
Not John Grisham. Why didn't John Grisham, like, write a big-ass novel or something?
Opened up about when he first experienced symptoms back in 2002. Writing, his skin felt like it was on fire with hives. Dr. Scott Common says the number of patients diagnosed with this syndrome has increased in the past couple years.
Once again, the world's trying to kill us. We're overpopulated.
Adding, symptoms can often vary.
Looks like an inflamed...
I mean, that looks like Lyme disease to me. Jeez, man, we are so screwed.
Red, itchy welt almost at the site of the tick bite. People will say it's slow to heal. And occasionally, they'll even say that if they have a reaction to eating beef or pork or lamb, that the site of the bite is the first place that itches them.
If identified and treated,
tick herpes
correctly, symptoms can still persist for up to 3 to 5 years.
Oh, God.
But for Candace, it's brought a permanent lifestyle shift.
I've chosen to step into a space of focusing on the joyful times. And
could this be like a conspiracy that all the vegans and maybe PETA created? I'm not saying it's a fact. Maybe we should investigate. Is this woman, is she a part of PETA? Is she a PETA card carrying member? I mean, this could be a big ass conspiracy. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying it's true, but I like to bring up a lot of things.
You just have to.
Alan writes, hope everyone's weekend was blessed. Alan, it was great. It was. Great weekend. Lightning move on. Tomorrow night, Florida Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. I really think that the Lightning needed that. They needed a little bit of a challenge in the first round. I think they're going to come out, and they're going to do amazing against the Panthers.
Take baby steps.
And doctors.
All right. See, I've worked in radio and broadcasting, but man, listen to the delay from the end of the story to this guy finally talking. 5 seconds.
And doctors.
Definitely almost six.
Want to avoid being around ticks, keep in mind where they live. These wooded areas can be absolutely.
And I'm out in the woods, right? Well, I mean, you're on the edge of the woods.
Dangerous for some people, so they recommend wearing light clothing, using a chemical repellent that includes DEET. And
no, you know what? Even though it probably caused me some type of childhood trauma, when I came back from the Astor, Florida, or the Ocala National Forest hunting, my mom did a tick check on me. Talked about this. I had that bad case of red bugs at one time, where my testicles swelled to the size of oranges, not just one orange. I'm saying it was like I had two oranges in my sack. And she basically covered my testicles with fingernail polish because I guess here in the good old South, they think that fingernail polish is going to kill them and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. So my mom would do a tick check on me like she was a primate. Really, really embarrassing. I didn't mind it at the time, but holy crap. It's just really, really bad. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hope everyone enjoyed tonight's show. I'm going to get back on a better schedule because I was running a little bit behind today with the new job, 9-to-5 job. But like I said, if you guys want to donate, you can super chat, you can cheer some bits, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. If you don't want to help out financially, you can easily do that. You don't have to help me out financially. You can just tell your friends, family, loved ones, help spread the word. Spread it like it's a virus or a STD. Give it to somebody else and have them give two of them to you. Yeah. Unsavory character says, goddamn, Tuttle looks good. Wow, that actually makes me feel good, man. Thank you so much. Oh, we got a Lemmy raid? Oh, Country Girl. Country Girl, I messaged you back, but I never heard anything back. I wanted to, I said, yeah, I'm down. Come on your show. Come on my show. We'll do a lot of coming on each other's shows. We could do that. Hey, unsavory character, man. I'm going to have my producer. Are you interested in, I can make you a moderator. You can easily do that. I'll make Country Girl a moderator as well too on Twitch. I wanna help out. I wanna get the Bubba Army because I miss the hell out of you guys. I really, really do. Hey, thank you, Lummy's Chip. Thank you. But seriously though, I appreciate every single one of you guys. I really, really do because you guys always were fair. Wait, I got a phone call coming in. Can't go without taking this phone call. Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Tuttle? It's Jake. How you doing? Jake,
what up? What up, Jake? How are you, my friend?
How you doing? By the way, you got raided by Little Lemmy.
Oh, I mean that. Well, that's cool. I mean, you know what? I know that Lemmy is like taken and everything, but man, I think Lemmy is hot as hell. What do you think, Jake? Like,
yeah, I'm not getting into that because I got in trouble.
Oh, I don't want to lock you. I'm not trying to lock you up, man. But I mean, Lemmy. I mean, yeah,
I just got back. I just got back and heard good graces today because of a situation that happened last week.
Wait. What'd you do, Jake? Well, I mean, I'll give you the floor. You can use my platform to apologize for anything you did.
By the way, I just want to say that you were one of the best second or third mics on the Bubba the Lost Boys show.
Oh, you did?
One of the best.
Really? You know, hey, if I'm being honest, Jake, I really.
You don't want to talk about that. I'm sorry.
No. I want to talk about it. Like, I really, unsavory character. I get it. I just thought I would ask. I'm talking about unsavory character, but no, I miss being on Bubba's show. You know what? I used to be an asshole. I used to be a real asshole to Bubba whenever I left. I've tried to make up. I've tried to mend all the bridges and stuff. I really have.
I've seen you try. I've seen some of the things you were trying to do. All that. Here's the thing. I love what you're doing. I'm still waiting on that interview.
Well,
you're starting to do.
What day this week do you work out? You know what? I'm going to email you after the show, man. We'll set something up, okay?
All right. Here's the thing. I just want to say that I'm very, like, I've watched the shows you've been on.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you've been on with Cluster F, Tom and Dan, and all those guys.
Yeah.
You do. Listen. You're one of the best people in the business.
Well,
you know.
I appreciate that, Jake. I really, really do, my friend. I got a lot of people, and I'm gonna rip another story, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me call in.
All right, man. Have a good one. All right. So now that I got some people in there, I was about to end the show, but if I got this many people in, I'm gonna hit another story here. This was an interesting story I saw the other day. Come to find out, this mom was working with her real son. She had the kid when she was like 15 or something, and she'd been working with her kid the whole time. What would have happened, like, if this would have been, like, a cougar trying to hit up a younger kid? Because he was over 18. Here, I'll let the story do the talking.
Welcome back. This Mother's Day is one that's 20 years in the making for two Utah families.
While adopted children searching for their birth parents is nothing new, the way this story unfolds is something no one expected.
This box, it contains all the pictures that I've collected.
I mean, were they a bunch of Mormons? Because you know the Mormons, they love to get after it. I mean, you got the, what you call it? What are the people that don't believe in technology? You got the people riding around in the horse and wagons and stuff. They have that thing where when they become a certain age, they get to go out and just get after it and stuff. The Mormons are kind of the same thing, right? This chick had her kid at a real young, I think she might have been 14 or 15.
Over the past 20 years.
November 2001.
I was 15.
Oh, man. 15. You know what? I didn't lose my... This bitch lost her virginity 5 years before I did. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. I lost it on the couch of the program director at while I was working on the Ron and Fez show. The program director, I brought a chick, and he was passed. He was the biggest alcoholic at the time. Who would have thought that I would have became the just as bad alcoholic? And I lost my virginity on the radio station's program or the radio station's program director couch.
And 6 months pregnant.
Polly Shear started looking for a family to adopt her unborn baby boy.
He deserved a mother and a father.
Man, Holly Shear, come on. Big girls, they work a little bit harder. You know they do. She had that kid at 15. And you know what? Bravo. Good on her. Good on her for having enough sense to realize that she wasn't going to be able to take care of this kid at 15. Lummy's chip. I miss Ron. Man, I do too. I'm actually going to a memorial. It's been a year since Fez died, man. It's been a year. 27th. It'll be a year that I lost my dad. Shit's fucking me up for real.
And a home, a playset in the backyard that he can play on, and a dog.
Or not a teenage. Think about that. You're only 15 years older than your kid. That's got to be strange, right? You're only 15 years older than your son.
And all those things I couldn't give him.
Through an adoption agency, she found Angela and Brian. She never knew their last name.
I was really drawn to Angela.
So the day before Thanksgiving, 20 years ago.
We met in the chapel at the hospital. That's when I handed him to Angela and Brian.
Wait, did she make money? I don't know. I feel kind of different about this. Did she get paid for this baby? And I don't know how I feel about the mom knowing where the kid went, because she could go back at any time. She could change her mind. And that's not good for the kid and stuff. But yeah, they ended up working with each other. And come on, let's not act like this woman is not a little loose. You know what? I'm not taking it back. When my pop died, I was 41. My dad was 74. So, you know, over 30 years. But 15 years? I don't know, man. Look, I probably shouldn't judge. We all made mistakes as kids, right? But man, but I think this woman, no, I don't think she did. Here, let me get back into this story.
Angela Holaberg and her husband were filled with joy, gratitude, and concern for this teen who had given them the gift of parenthood.
And we knew... Holly loved.
And Savior Character writes, I make twice as many as an adult. What up, Dave the Slave? How are you? If you're listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast for the first time, I welcome you guys. please subscribe to whatever platform you're watching on. A lot of new people in the Twitch. Twitch is kind of new. I've had my YouTube channel for quite some time, so I'm really excited, and I can't thank you guys enough for checking out the show tonight.
Benjamin, from the day that she handed him to us, we knew that this was not an easy decision for her, that she loved
him. I could do without this sappy-ass music that they're playing in the background. It kind of makes the story a little campy.
With her whole heart and soul.
So Angela wasn't surprised when Holly found Benjamin and reached out to him on his 20th birthday. Benjamin had been looking for her too, but hadn't found her.
I kind of grew up wanting to meet my birth mom.
That's a weird looking fish. Look, I can't talk. If my facial hair grows out too long, I do look like somebody that you need to check their hard drive. But that mustache and that beard, he grows more neck hair. And that's something that I am just basically, like, cursed with. I grow more neck hair than I do on my face.
And be able to talk to her and, most importantly, thank her, because I knew that I had been given a really good life.
Even though the adoption was closed, Benjamin grew up knowing he was adopted and how much his parents loved the mom he...
I mean, the woman that took the baby looks like she could be the mother's daughter. You get what I'm saying? I'm looking at this. This is like this mom, older lady wearing the red shirt could have had her kid at a young age, and then this kid had that one. Holy crap.
Only knew as Holly until the night she reached out for the first time. Holly had found him a couple of years earlier through a Google search.
I observed from a distance until
his... So you stalked your own kid.
20th birthday. You could just tell in his posts that he cares so much about everyone, about his friendships and his family.
Holly got up her courage and sent him a message.
You don't know me, which is weird to have.
How would you guys feel about that? You know, you got to realize the mom was only 15 when she had the kid and stuff. I think she did the right thing, but also, I don't know, like, if you should, like, reach out to the kid you gave away. If you were in this kid's shoes and you're in the chat room right now, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on it. Would you want your mom that gave you up to reach out to you? And what would you say to her? Would love to read some of your comments.
Have a stranger message you.
20 years ago.
Or you can give me a call here. 407-270-3044.
I made the hardest decision of my life.
Place my beautiful little baby up for adoption with a beautiful family.
I have no intention of flipping your life upside down. I've thought about you every day.
And finally had the courage to send you a message.
Wishing you a happy birthday.
Benjamin was ecstatic. He, his mom, and his birth mom met for dinner. That's when they discovered something else.
Wait, Jack Enrod, you said go away? What, the mom go away? I would like to hear from you guys. Seriously, I would like to read some of your comments and get your thoughts.
Like, yeah, I volunteer at the hospital. And she's like, I work at a hospital. Which hospital do you volunteer at? And she's like, I work at St. Mark's. And then it hit me. I was like, we work in the same place.
Polly works in the...
Okay, she's a nurse. All right. I've met a lot of nurses. What up, call me Michaela. I've met a lot of nurses. I'm not trying to group them all together, but come on. Everybody wants to, hook up with a teacher. And I've tried. I've gone out on numerous dates with nurses. And they're a different breed. They are. I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they can either be the worst or they can be the best. They really, really can. Yeah, I know. Call me Michaela. Unsavory is in the chat room. I really feel honored that Unsavory Character is in here. I mean, I think he's Bubba Army royalty. Been a while since I've read some of the chat, but a lot of the names, they're so good that you can never forget them.
The Heart Center, Ben in the NICU.
Out the window, I overlook the women's pavilion. So He was so close to me the whole time.
So now, 20 years after the day in the hospital that changed all of their lives.
All right, blah, blah, blah. Country girl, what do you mean by that? Is that a bad thing, good thing? I don't know. Do I need to look out for unsavory character? I don't know. Country girl, I'll DM you. I mean, you said about coming on as a guest or maybe, I don't know, vice versa. I will reach out to you. I don't want you to think I'm some creepo and stuff. I'm sure you get a lot of Bubba Army people like trying to reach out and stuff. Not one of those guys. Not saying that, you know. Anyways, I'm going to stop blowing my head. Anyways, guys, I'm blown away by, you are a nurse. Oh, come on. Country girl, you know what, country girl? That is a perfect reason for me to have you on the show. I want to have you on the show because I want to interview you and find out because I've gone out on dates with numerous nurses and they're a different breed. That's all I'm saying. I would like to get into the psyche of the female nurse. Are they like teachers? Is that why men are wanting to reach out and trying to get with you or whatever? But, I mean, you guys are a little crazy, country girl. If I'm just being honest, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything like that. But nurses, they are. I think you got to be a little crazy to be able to deal with all the bullshit and stuff, right? You got to be. Oh, Vatos Locos. How are you, my friend? Seriously, though, I got to get up early. I got to start early. Like I said, tomorrow is day number 2 on my new 9-to-5 job. All right, Country Girl Friday. Love to have you on. But I'm going to get out of here. I got to be well rested for the second day of my new 9-to-5er. Can't screw this up. And it's really, really helping me out. But I'm very humbled. I'm very blown away by all the people. I got to thank Lemmy. I don't know what she did, but I'm going to text her and tell her thank you. But guys, if you haven't done it, please subscribe to my show. All the shows, if you can't catch it live, you can watch them on demand. They're available on all the platforms. Or if you're driving to work, you want to listen to the audio version because I take the audio from this show and I post it up on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Anyways, gonna get out of here, guys. Hope you guys have a great night. Hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.